we were very, very blessed to interview a dozen executives, because it's self-serving for me to say, hey, you ought to be doing this because, you know, I sell stuff. Yeah. So we talked to executives from like Coca-Cola and Procter & Gamble and AT&T and Georgia Pacific. And to the person, they all said, you know, they said, tell me something I don't know. And that's what they want from.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. Are you working as hard as you can, putting in just as many hours as you possibly can, but your income and your business, well, it just doesn't seem to be improving the way you want it to. It's just not growing as fast as you'd like. Well, I help business owners like yourself become more efficient with running their business and more effective at making sales. Because when you do both of those things, then your gross revenue goes up. And when that happens, everything else comes into play. Who am I to help you with this? Well, I've been a successful sales professional. I've trained professional salespeople, and I've led the development department that trained over 12,000 salespeople with a staff of over 200 all across the country. I started my career barely breaking $25,000 a year, and if I was lucky, I could get 1 or 2 weeks off. I retired earning almost $500,000 a year, taking at least 5 weeks off every year. I can help you get your business to where you want it to be. On this show, our guest and I are going to share some practical ideas with you to help you grow your business and see more of that revenue become income for you and your family. I'm here to help you. So let's get this show started. Dr. Stephen Timmy is our guest today on the Business of Sales. We're really excited about having him here. Dr. Timmy is in Alpharetta, Georgia. So as you guys all know, I'm a Southern boy, and I love talking to my friends from Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and all around and about down in the southeastern corner of the United States. Dr. Timmy, thank you for being with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, and go Dogs.
We won't go there, but... The really fun part is, Dr. Timmy, you have done a wonderful job of helping people. When it comes to the sales process, talk to us a little bit about what you do and how you got to where you are to do what you do and all that kind of good background sort of stuff so that we get an idea of who you are.
Appreciate your asking. And so real quick, my background, former professor of finance at Emory University in Atlanta, where I live, or north of Atlanta. And Morris, I was very fortunate in when I was there to really work with a whole bunch of different companies and like Georgia Pacific or Eli Lilly and goes on and on and on. And I really got to see how they made decisions internally, like how they set goals, how they set their strategies, how they made decisions. And then almost by pure luck, an acquaintance of mine that sold for a technology company said, you've worked for all these companies and you've seen how they do things, you've helped them improve their performance. And, you know, that's how we ought to be selling. We ought to be selling based upon what, you know, the company's trying to get done, the individuals gets done. And so that's when I really founded this company called Finlistics, which I started a while back. And what we do is really provide customer intelligence around what are the goals of the company and, you know, how are they performing financially, and saves me a lot of time. And the whole goal is to really help sellers tell an executive, a buying executive, something they don't know.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show. And when they do that, that then shows relevance and gets them involved in building a relationship, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I've mentioned that I was fortunate enough to co-author a a book that came out in July. It's called Insight-Led Selling, my co-author, Melody Astley. But we were very, very blessed to interview a dozen executives, because it's self-serving for me to say, hey, you ought to be doing this because, you know, I sell stuff. Yeah. So we talked to executives from like Coca-Cola and Procter & Gamble and AT&T and Georgia Pacific. And to the person, they all said, you know, they said, tell me something I don't know. And that's what they want from sellers. Say, tell me something I don't know. Bring me some fresh ideas. You know, show me how what you're talking about aligns with my goals and strategy. So that's really, that to me, that's what it's all about. It's all about the customer, right? Outside in perspective, and telling them something they don't know.
Well, how do you do that in today's world when you know, especially in a big company, I've got a staff of people that I can say, hey, I'm going to meet with this guy, Morris Sims from XYZ Life Insurance Company about executive benefits. Go find out everything you can about him, and they can go online and learn everything under the sun about executive benefits and me. How do you find something they don't know?
That is, Morris, that is a great question, because when I heard that repeatedly, I had the same response. Like, you guys got huge staffs. You can afford these consultants. I mean, are you kidding me? A seller telling you something you don't know? So one of the individuals that we interviewed, Candy Conway, and she's the former VP of Global Operations at AT&T. So pretty impressive job. And she's a very impressive person. But I asked Candy, I said, come on, Candy, at AT&T, I mean, very senior person, had this staff, had these consultants. I said, what do you want? What do you want from these sellers? She says, listen, you don't understand. Even at that level, we do get bogged down in the day-to-day. And her other point was, you know, sellers get to see what's going on in a lot of companies within the same industry. And her point was, I don't want them to tell me anything that's confidential, but hey, you know, what's happened? You know, what are others in our industry doing that's helping them improve their margins, or what are they doing to help them improve their sales and those type of things? So her point was that, you know, sellers see a lot of stuff and they've got a lot of information to share. In fact, she said, if a seller doesn't bring out something about the industry, I'll ask them and then very quickly figure out they got something to tell me. If they do, meeting goes on. Doesn't, they don't, then meeting's over.
So if I'm selling to anybody, really, I mean, we're talking about executives, but in all reality, this works just as good across the kitchen table. It's necessary just as good across the kitchen table as it is across the boardroom table. I best be doing my homework to know, yes, as much as I can about that industry, about that family, if you will, and what's going on there and what's going on with them and their situation, so I can be relevant to them.
Yes. And that's both in terms of what's going on in the industry, and the executives we talked to, they said, we don't want them to be industry experts. We understand that, right? But they see a lot of what's going on in the industries. What are the trends either around, you know, the business trends, or maybe the, you know, what are the disruptors, you know, so help me navigate that. The other part was Dawn Garibaldi. She was another one of the people we interviewed, and she's the former VP of supply chain at Procter & Gamble for Asia. So billions of dollars of revenue she helped manage. And her point was, hey, if we're public, you need to know what's happening financially. Are my margins going up? Are they going down? Whatever it might be. And again, don't get into all the detail, but that's what that's one of the most, I think you'll agree, one of the most important things that executives do is manage the financial performance of the company. So know what's going on, and that helps you put in context the kind of things you're trying to get accomplished. So, you know their goals, know the industry, know what's going on financially. And by the way, you don't need an MBA in finance to do all this stuff. I can tell you that right now. They don't want that kind of detail. What they want are Steve Clancy said it best. He's the CIO at Georgia Pacific. He said, bring me something fresh. So bring me something fresh.
So if I approach that individual with, and I have the blessing of being able to sit in front of them, have a conversation, at some point a transition might be, yeah, Stephen, some of the other big telecom companies that I'm working with have been doing this, that, and the other with their executives to make sure that they keep the people that they want around when the time comes. Do you guys have a deferred compensation plan? I bet you do, but have you looked at one that, bump-a-dump-bump-bump, And I just brought you something new about compensation for your executives.
Yeah, and what would that mean to you, right? Because we all know, I mean, turnover is just it slows everything down. So what, you know, if you could keep people another 2 or 3 years longer, what would that mean in terms of the kind of decisions they would make? Could they make decisions faster? Would that grow the revenues of the company? Would that better manage the expenses? And so, yeah, then turn it into what would that mean? And oh by the way, Morris, I just noticed that you all talked about expanding your profit margins. Well, how would having executives around, you know, longer, how would that help improve the margins of the company? Get it back to their goals.
Yeah, always. It's got to be what's in it for them. I mean, we've said that for years, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's it. It's all about them. It's not about, in fact, who was it? Dean Myers. He was a senior person at Coca-Cola we got to talk to. He goes, hey, listen, it's all about me. It has nothing to do with you. And he goes, and I don't care you sell insurance in 50 states and 10 countries. I don't care about any of that stuff.
It's funny. In the olden days, we used to be taught, sell yourself, sell your company, and then worry about something else. When in reality today, golly, if they don't know me, they're not going to let me in the door. And if they don't know my company, chances are they really do, or they can find out. And if they want to know more, right, they'll ask.
It was really one of the more interesting sales calls I went on. I was very, very fortunate to be asked to participate in a sales call as the CEO of a big, pretty big retail company. And this person I was with, she was with a technology company. And so we get this meeting, a very senior meeting. And so she's talking, and we're, you know, we understand your goals are this, and some of your strategies are this. And, you know, here's how we've helped others in the industry, and on and on and on. And so at the end of the meeting, he goes, wow, this is a weird meeting. We look at each other like, oh my gosh, what happened? He goes, you didn't try to sell me anything. and we're like, well, no, we'll figure that out later. We wanted to find out what you're up to. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all about them. And you do have to sell yourself, obviously, like you're credible.
Yeah.
But the traditional way of doing this just doesn't work anymore.
No, it really doesn't. And lovingly call it the discovery phase of the sales process. But it really is that. You need to discover everything that you can't discover on Google, because there's a lot of stuff behind the words and behind the numbers that you need to understand about who this person is and what they want and what their company wants, what they're looking to do as an organization, for sure. But also, what does that individual want? And what's really going on here? What, as much of that information as you can get. Sometimes you can get it, sometimes you can't.
Well, and that's what more is interesting to bring that up, because buying groups are getting larger and larger. You got all the different stakeholders in there, and you know they're all aligned with the same goal, let's say expanding profitability. But their initiatives, talking about the individual, my initiatives for getting there can be a lot different than yours. In fact, they can be conflicting. So you're absolutely positively right. I need to know the big goals, but what am I as an individual trying to get accomplished? And hopefully I'm making decisions that, you know, it's for the betterment of the company, but let's face it. Most of us are coin operated, right? And so,
working with Coca-Cola, that's probably a good thing to be, but yes, go ahead.
Exactly. That also gets into, not to get too carried away, but especially for publicly traded companies, they'll tell you how their executives are bonused. And so it's, you know, talk about those type of benefits. So for example, we look at the consumer packaged goods. A lot of times the executives get bonus on, you know, growing the sales, what they call cash flow. And so getting back to what you were saying earlier, so here's these executive benefits. Obviously they're going to invest in that because they think there's something to that. So what would be the benefit around those metrics by being able to retain top talent? And it's going to be something. So, you know, just make it as personal as possible.
So let's talk about some of the questions I might ask. I mean, if we were in that kind of a situation, you're the business executive, I might ask something like, Stephen, tell me what are the two or three most important initiatives that are going on in your space for the next 6 to 10 months?
Yeah. And so I can break that down. It might be something like, you know, we know because they're a public company, they're trying to expand margins. And we can talk about private companies too, but let's just stick with a public company. You know, so more, you know, my understanding is you all have a goal of expanding margins by improving operational efficiencies. But a lot of times I don't know what your initiatives are around that. So Morris, what part of that is yours? What is your responsibility around that? So one, I've established credibility, like, wow, what an unusual salesperson. You actually took the time to learn what my mm-hmm. company's trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can ask you, and you can respond, well, I'm really focused on sales efficiency, or I'm more focused on supply chain efficiencies, whatever it might be. And then they'll just start talking because these executives, and I've worked with a lot of them, wonderful people, they got egos. They love to talk. They love to talk about themselves. So once I get you talking, when I've established credibility, I want to find out what you can do. And then I can talk about, well, you know, if you could, as an example, well, if you could retain top talent, how would it make your life easier? Right. So start at the top, break it into the individual pieces, because a lot of times you won't find that in the public domain. The CRO is really focused on, or they say, here's my specific initiatives, but break it into smaller pieces.
How would it affect you? I mean, that's a wonderful question right there. That's mm-hmm. absolutely right on target. And, you know, one of the best questions in the world, especially for a small privately held company, is, gee, Stephen, tell me how you got involved in this business. And then you just sit back and listen, because chances are a strong entrepreneur or a business executive is going to love to tell you all about how they got to where they are today.
Yeah. Tell me the story. You know, we loved, I mean, we're Finlistics is a private company, and I love telling the story. And, you know, I recently did a webinar with an exec from HMTX, and they're about an $800 million manufacturer and home goods. And they also do the distribution. They love talking about themselves, and they're so proud of, here's how we started, you know, starting in the garage or wherever it was. So let me tell a story. But then the next step is, well, Stephen, what are you trying to get done? Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah. You know, I'm trying to double revenues, or I'm trying to do this. Or, oh, well, you know, what are you having some issues attracting top talent? Well, everybody is nowadays.
Yeah. Right?
Well, what would it mean to you if you could attract, you know, a couple of A players? Oh my gosh, you know, that type of thing. So yeah, make it about, you know, make it about me and my company. The Robert Bagley is the person from HMTX that I was fortunate enough to have on a webinar. And he said, look, we're private, so we're not going to make a lot of information available in the public domain, but go through that discovery process with me, because I know that if I don't tell you anything, how can you help me? So he said, yeah, go ahead and ask.
And there's no reason not to. All we're going to do is have a conversation. That's all we're trying
That's
to
it.
Do here. We're
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
We're not trying to learn something that that they don't necessarily want to tell us, or any secret formula for the secret formula for Coca-Cola or anything. All we really want to do is find out where your pain is, what your problems are that, gee, my product, my service, whatever I sell, might be able to help you solve that problem or eliminate that pain.
Exactly. I mean, and that was the other part. Steve Clancy, again, the CIO at Georgia Pacific, the one of the things that he said that really stuck out in my mind, said, oh yeah, and by the way, after you told me something I don't know and shown me the business and financial benefits of what you're proposing, he said, make my life easier. Don't make it so complex for me to understand. What are you trying to tell me? You know, how does it work again? So as you know, just the pain. Look, take away some of the pain. I got enough pain. All right. So, you know, give me the Advil or whatever it might be to relax that.
Yeah. And I mean, I can think of things like, Stephen, tell me what keeps you up at night. Stephen, what's causing you to spend most of, what are you spending most of your time doing right now? And if I know you well, I might even say, Stephen, tell me what you're doing with a lot of your time that you wish you weren't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, no, that's all. Those are, you know, good questions. Establish the credibility that, oh, I understand you're trying to get this done. How much of that is yours? But which parts are driving you nuts, right?
Yeah.
And,
Just,
you know, make it, you know, align with what they're trying to get done in the markets, but then for that individual, I mean, they're all, everyone's stressed out nowadays, as far as I can tell. There's just so much going on, and the markets are so crazy, and we're so focused on efficiency. So, yeah, make my life easier.
And, Stephen, I can see where I've got to be relevant. I mean, we're not in the world anymore where I can walk in and say, hey, I've got brand new blue widgets. I know you bought red widgets in the past, but I've got blue widgets. Let me show you how these blue widgets are very, very blue and how wonderful they are. How many blue widgets would you like to order today?
No one cares.
Exactly. Nobody cares. It's not relevant to them. They really don't care. You got to figure out what's important to that buyer and that client, that prospect, and then help them solve a problem, right?
Right. Morris, I can give you a really good example of that. So working with a company and great technology for forecasting. And they were talking to, I think it was a chief merchandising officer for this retail company. And they're going on and on about, you know, their forecasting technology and backwards forecasting and forward forecasting and, you know, Fourier transformations. And you could tell this guy had no clue what they were talking about. And so, you know, this and that. And this, oh, look at the dashboard. Look at it. And so I was there and I said, let me ask you this, what are you trying to get done? And he goes, well, let me tell you what I'm trying to get done. I'm trying to do a better job of selecting merchandise so we can lower, we have a higher sale through rate, so we can lower markdowns. And so that's where we should have started. Hey, Morris, my understanding is you're trying to do a better job of forecasting so that you can sell more stuff and not, you know, not have the expensive markdowns. This person could have cared less how we came up with these forecasts. They only cared about how are you going to help me get this done because we're trying to improve profitability and my job is to have to do your markdowns. That's how we got to do it every time. What are they really trying to get done? And a lot of times what I find sellers don't, in fact, we did a survey recently and we found out that 50% of sellers, even if they know the client's goals, they don't know how to align what they're selling with that goal. And these are smart people, and like another 30% still going in, you know, feature, function, look at this, look at that. And there's only about 20% that really do a good job of talking about, you know, insurance, whatever it might be, in the context of what the company's trying to get done. So, you know, you learn how to do this, and you're in an elite group.
And that's true, I believe that it's very much true even for an individual. If I'm talking to you about your personal insurance or your personal financial planning, it's about you. It's not about me. It's certainly not about the product because, frankly, unless you're selling it or making it, nobody else out there cares how life insurance works.
No, just make it simple. Obviously, so I understand what the heck you're talking about, but... no, like in my case where I bought a company, Finlistics bought a company and, you know, the bank required that I have insurance. Well, I mean, the motivation for that was buy this company to grow the business. So, I mean, kind of turn that story around instead of just, you know, here's these terms and all this other kind of stuff. Well, Stephen, let's help you. Let's, you know, make your life easier by helping you buy this company so they can grow the business and have more fun. Growing companies are fun.
Yeah. And on top of that, we can solve that problem. And at the same time, provide you a place to harbor some money that is going to be in a tax advantage for you and your company to be able to supply you with better benefits in the future when you do decide to exit.
Yeah.
Oh, really? How do Makes you do sense. That? Well, let me show you. Yeah. And then, as you said, it's got to be simple. It's got to be simple. I want to know what time it is. I don't want to know how the watch is built.
Yeah. Or my Morris, I always say, I don't want to build a nuclear power plant. All I'm trying to do is grow sales. All right. I mean,
Yeah. Unless you're trying to sell TVA or something, nobody else is trying to build a nuclear power plant. That's a great
point. Right. That's like right.
I like that. Stephen, a few moments we've got left, please tell me about your book. Tell me about what's available out there in your book.
Yeah. And it's called, Insight-Led Selling. Adopt an executive mindset, build credibility, and C is communicate with impact. And it's on Amazon. What we do is Melody Astley, who runs my sales and marketing. So what we basically do is say we know all the terrible statistics. 70% of buyers think sellers don't understand their business, and you know, we do all these surveys, and I just mentioned only 20% of sellers can align what they sell with the company's trying to get them. So there's all these sad statistics out there. And, you know, I'm a pretty optimistic person. Melody and I are. We said, you know what? Enough of this crap. We have a lot of friends in sales because that's mainly who we work with. And so we said, let's just lay out this framework with real world examples, talking to executives. So it really starts with, you know, adopting an executive mindset. How do executives think? And then we talk about, hey, you have to have some industry knowledge, and here's the key things. And then we get into talking to different types of buyers. And then we get into looking at the financial performance. Then we get in, how do you pull all this stuff together? So it's really almost a step-by-step guide, Morris, for a lot of things that we just talked about and sellers should be doing. I hate to use the word should, that executives expect them to do. So it's really a practical guide, again, based upon interviews, based upon, I've been doing this for 20 plus years. And so it's just a kind of lays everything out. You know, here's a systematic way to do things that executive buyers want sellers to do. So it's on Amazon, and you know, ebook, audiobooks coming out, Amazon bestsellers. We're pretty excited about it.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. And once again, let me make sure I get it right. Impact-led selling.
Insight-led selling. On Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Insight-led selling on Amazon. And it's Finlistics, FinlisticsCS.com. Is that where we can find you?
Yeah, a couple things. Is one, you can go there. Follow us on LinkedIn, because we give lots of, you know, freebie stuff. I guess it's still that professor in me that knowledge should be free. So we got a lot of different webinars that we do with very senior executive buyers a lot of times. So they'll give you some insights as to what they want. So follow us on LinkedIn. You can also go to the site, finlistics.com. A lot of cool stuff out there. We're not going to call you and bug the heck out of you because you downloaded something. So don't worry about that. I hate it when people do that. And then info@finlistics.com if you've got some questions. But yeah, those are the ways that you get in touch with us.
That is fantastic. Dr. Timmy, thank you so very much for being with us today on the Business of Sales. And we wish you the very best with your book and your continued success at Finlistics.
Great. Thanks, Morris. And thanks, everyone, for taking some of their precious time to listen to this podcast. So thanks.
Absolutely. And again, thank you very much. For everybody else out there, you guys, go out there and make it a great week. Go out there and do something you haven't done before. Give it a try and hit your objectives for your activity this week, because frankly, folks, that's all you can control. Hey, next week, we got another great show for you, and I'll see you then. Until then, I'm Morris Sims.